buggy, how I love to hear you say,
what's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Hugging Empire last night.
Tom Simmer, Jay Shay, last night episode of Empire made me forget about Terrence Howard's outrageous, beiges behavior at the Oscars.
Outrageous.
I said beiges. Terrence got his light-skinned swagger back as Lucius Lyons. Opening scene, we saw the Lyons in a hot tub time machine back in the day before Cookie took her long vacay. She's hugging her boys like, Mommy loves you. Lucius starts singing, you are so beautiful, man. Whoa, it's the morning after Cookie and Lucius relapsed and had relations. Cookie laid across the bed like, you still got it, old head. Then she tells Lucius he's the only one that's been in her cookie jar. Lucius said, well, I've been with a whole lot of women, man. Cookie tells Lucius, you can't have any more of this until you get rid of that fake Holly Berry B.I. Tell Boo Boo Kitty, bye Fanica. Lucius like, I promise, man. That's when Cookie said, I have an idea. Lucius, Hakeem, and Jamal should do an album together. The Lucius Lyon Legacy. Hakeem's in church praying, please let my daddy live. Jamal walks in, fool, we in a Catholic church. It don't matter. We need to work together. Hakeem's like, do it for dad. Jamal's like, do it for mine. Do it for mom. Hell, do it for the vine, Shiggy. Jamal's like, I'm going to come out when dad check out. Everybody at the studio having a good time in the booth, but they forgot about Dre. Lucius hired a filmmaker named Ryan that he don't know is gay. In comes Anika. This is Ryan. He's going to film the white party. Ryan leaves. Anika like, Lucius, why you have my daddy commit fraud and give you a clean bill of health? And my father go down. If my father go down, I'm taking this company. Lucius like, I'm sorry, man. Anika's like, you have anything else? Like, why you screw? Cookie. And she was calm, y'all. She didn't have a group of girlfriends, no gun or grits or nothing.
No
grits or nothing. Lucius like, I'm sorry, Cookie caught me in a vulnerable place, you know. You know I have ALS. Nika, please. I love you.
Nika, please.
A nigga like, prove it to me tomorrow. Lucius like, marry me tomorrow. Lucius like, oh, nah. Well, we'll make the announcement at the white party in front of everybody. Everybody, meaning Cookie, y'all. Andre and Vernon still plotting. Dre wants to be the CEO, and he's even convinced his girl to go on a caper with him. Well, filmmaker Ryan is filming Jamal. They get to flirt and set up a date. Jamal's like, don't tell my dad you're gay. Ryan's like, whatever. Say it, child. I'm gay and I'm proud. Jamal and Cookie have a breakthrough in the studio, and damn if Lucius and Cookie don't go for round two. Cookie's like, pump your brakes. You get no looking from the cookie until you get rid of that fake-ass Lena Horne. Meanwhile, Andre and Rhonda on their way on a swinger mission at the Blakely's, and he wants his wife to get some dude some wheelchair loving. This dude is excited. He's down there popping willies in the wheelchair to show Rhonda he can get it up. She throws up on a salad like it's a Tuesday. Rhonda's sick. She tells Dre, time for you to handle business on your own like a man. I'm tired of being your whore. Uh-oh. Sounds like divorce, Jay. Meanwhile, Hakeem is chilling with his cool Camilla, and she's in his head. While Jamal lands on the track, she gives him a white pantsuit. Hakeem's like, you going with me? Jamal's spending time with his daughter down in the jungle, the mighty jungle. A weeba walk, a weeba walk. At the board meeting, they still forget about Dre. Lucius tells Nay, Lucius says Nay, and walks away. At the white party, Jamal suspects Lucius and Cookie's been knocking boots. He tells Cookie, be careful. Lucius and Anika walks in. Anika's like, everybody, we have an announcement to make. Cookie's like, Lucius, what's the announcement? We're getting married. Cookie, I'm not calling it on. Cookie like, go to hell, Lucius. Then she congratulates Boo Kitty. Did Lucius tell you he had cookie crumbs all over him twice? Hakeem introduced Camilla to Cookie. Cougar to Cookie. Cookie's like, yo, for honor, what can you play? Can you play the tambourine? Cookie's like, I'm not your cell. Camilla's like, I'm not your cellmate. Cookie's like, I wish you would. You look like you have a long tongue. Damn! I had to rewind that bar, y'all. Dre and Vernon knows Lucius been plotting behind his back. Jamal was singing Lucius' song, You Are So Beautiful, at the white party, and come out with the lyric, this is the song that make a man love another man. Lucius was stunned. He looked like he looked at the Oscars, y'all. What? The mom came out. Everybody clapping and dancing and cheering and toasting. Not Lucius. Hakeem congratulates Jamal at the crib. He's proud of him. The media's going crazy. Lucius tells Dre, I voted against you because I don't trust you. You messing with that white woman. Dre, like, you mad because I went to school. Lucius said, I don't care how many white women you date. They will never accept you. Dre's in the studio playing Russian roulette. Boo Kitty meeting with Billy Burnett, and Lucius can't find her. He tells Cookie, I'm marrying Anika. The Legacy album is dead. Flashback, Cookie is his orange, and the new orange is the new black in the cellmate. You are so beautiful. And don't blame me for the mess up. Weed is legal in D.C., baby.